Welcome to Torati Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we study Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. The last two chapters focused largely on Yehu's takeover of Malchus Yisrael, and this chapter takes us back to Yehuda. The king of Yehuda, Ahaziah, was killed at the same time as the king of Yisrael, Yehoram. So what happens next? If you made it this far, you have sadly learnt about a lot of really cruel and heartless people. Yes, we have met great and courageous tzaddikim, people who live by their ideals, people who choose kindness and goodness and compassion and strength, people who cling to Hashem and His Torah, like the Isha Shunamis, like Isha Sovadia. But we've also met men and women who seem to be pure evil. And sadly, we almost don't think we could be shocked anymore. But in Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11, we are exposed to the evil of Ataliah, Ahaziah's mother. And there are just no words. We are shocked and horrified. Verse 1. Ve'Ataliah eim Ahaziah ra'asa ki meis bina v'takam v'ta'abid es kol zera Hamamlacha. Ataliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, and she got up and destroyed all the children of the kingdom. In Divrei Hayamim's writing of this story, it tells us that she actually poisoned them all. She murdered her own grandchildren, all of them, so that she could take the throne uncontested. And she seemed to get away with it. And but for one extraordinary woman, she would have. But in a miraculous moment, the daughter of Yehoram, the sister of Ahaziah, Yehosheva, saved one baby. And with that, she saved the Davidic dynasty. What do we know about Yehosheva, this great woman who saved the house of David? Not much. In Divrei Hayamim, we find out that she was the wife of the Kohen Gadol, Yehoyada, and she was the daughter of Yehoram and the sister of Ahaziah, so she may also have been the daughter of Ataliah, though it's also possible that she was from another one of Yehoram's wives. If we are keeping track, this is the third generation of David's descendants in a row, where only one survivor of the entire generation survived. Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat had killed all of his siblings. Ahaziah's siblings had been taken by Plishtim, and only he remained. And now Ahaziah's children had almost all been murdered by Ataliah. And yet Hashem promised to protect the Davidic line. And so even with almost all of them killed, every single time there has been one survivor. By now, we have become very acquainted with the idea that David HaMelech's life had been in danger countless times. Our Sefer reminds us how many times the entire family of David was almost completely destroyed, and how this promise of Hashem to protect the light of David, to shine through all the days, how many threats this promise has protected from. As children and grandchildren of Holocaust survivors, many of us can relate to this idea of one tiny branch of a family surviving, replanting, regrowing, and rebuilding. And so in verse 2, Batikach Yehosheva bas hamelech Yoram achos Ahaziahu es Yoash ben Ahaziah vatignov oso mitoch bnei hamelech hamumasim Oso ve'esme nikto b'chadar hamitos v'yastiru oso mipnei Ataliahu v'lo humas. Yehosheva, the daughter of the king Yoram, the sister of Ahaziah, took Yoash, the son of Ahaziah. She stole him from the sons of the king who were dead, him and his nursemaid, and took him to the chadar mitos and hid him from Ataliahu, and he was not killed. What is this chadar mitos? Either she took him from the room of beds where all those poisoned were lying on their deathbeds, or she put him in the chadar mitos, as it sounds like in Divrei Hayamim. Chadar mitos. The Medrash tells us that there was an attic in the Beis HaMikdash, above the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and this is where Yehoash was hidden for 6 years. And in the Medrash also tells us that David HaMelech had prayed and sang about this miraculous rescue in chapter 27 of Tehillim, when he cries out, Ki yitzbineni b'suko, yasdireni b'seser ahalol, that he has hidden me in a hut, he has secluded me in the hiddenness of his tent. David HaMelech was praying for and thanking Hashem for this miracle baby, who was literally protected in the embrace of Hashem, in the holiest place in the world, right above the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Verse 3, Vayihi ita beis Hashem mitchabe sheshanim va'atalya moleches al ha'aretz. So she was with him in the house of Hashem, hiding for 6 years, while Atalia was ruling in the land. Finally, in the 7th year, Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, decides to take action. He gathers generals and runners and brings them to the Beis HaMikdash, and after making them swear, he shows them the very exciting and wonderful secret. Yehoash is alive! There is a child who survived the massacre! A tiny flame still shining from David. Verses 6 to 8 explains the planned coup d'etat, and it will revolve around the Kohanim and Levium. Every week, a different group of Levium and Kohanim served in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos after Musaf was when there was a shift rotation. And so, Shabbos had the greatest group of Kohanim and Levium in the Beis HaMikdash. Yehoyada divided them into three groups. One group from the Ba'ei Shabbos, the incoming shift. It would be their job to protect the young king and literally not take their eyes off him, while the other two groups guarded the two gates so that no one unwelcome would enter. The plan worked beautifully, and in verse 9, in an extremely meaningful moment, the Kohen handed the men armor and spears that had once belonged to his great ancestor David HaMelech. Now they would be used to protect his grandson. Finally, in verse 12, Vayotzi es ben HaMelech, vayitein alav es ha-nezer ve'es ha-edus, vayamlichu oso, vayimshachuhu, vayakukaf, Vayomru Yechi HaMelech. They took out the son of the king, and they placed on him the crown and the testimony, and they made him king. They coronated him, and they anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and they said, Let the king live! What is the Nezer and the Eidos? The Medrash, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says that the crown was the Eidos. The crown by itself bore testimony. There was a special crown in Malchus Beis David. It was the original Cinderella story. The crown only fit if you were worthy of the throne. Back in Melachim Aleph, Adoniyahu had tried to wear it, and it did not fit. Indeed, Hanezer veHaEidos, the crown and the testimony. But many of the Mefarshim, like Rashi and Abar Benel, explain beautifully that the Eidos is the Sefer Torah that every Jewish king is commanded to carry with him all the time. Testimony of what it means to be a Jewish king. Placing the crown on young Yoash's head and the Sefer Torah in his arms sends such a strong message both to the young king and to his nation. And then in verse 13, Atalia hears the cries of the people, and she comes to the people, to the house of Hashem. And in verse 14, Vatire vihine hamelach omed al ha'amud kamishpat, v'hasarim v'chatzotrus al hamelach, v'chol am ha'aret sameach, v'tokea b'chatzotrus, v'tikra Atalia es begadeha, v'tikra kesher, kesher. She looked about and saw the king standing by the pillar, as was the custom, the chiefs with their trumpets beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Atalia tore her garments and cried out, Treason! Treason! We find it a little humorous that this evil interloper, this murderous usurper, when she finds out that the true heir to the throne has survived, how does she frame it? Treason. Treason. And Jehoiada tells the generals, remove her from the Beis HaMikdash, for the holy and sensitive Kohen Gadol said, Al Tumas Beis Hashem, she should not die in the house of Hashem. And finally, this terrible, evil, and cruel Ataliah is killed. And happily, the kingdom of Yehuda do not miss this significant an opportunity. In verse 17, Vayichros Yehoiada es habris bein Hashem uvein hamelach uvein ha'am. Lihios la'am la'shem uvein hamelach uvein ha'am. Yehoiada consecrated the covenant between Hashem, between the king, between the nation, for the nation to be for God, and between the king and between the nation. The order is significant. If Yoash will be loyal to Hashem, the nation will be loyal to him. And when he stops doing that, we will see that the nation will turn their backs on him as well. But for now, let us experience this glorious moment. In verse 18, Vayavo'u kol am ha'aretz beis habal, vayitetzuhu, ves mizbechosav, ves tzlamav, shibru heitev, ves matan kohen habal hargu lifnei ha'mizbechos, vayasem ha'kohen pikudos al beis Hashem. Thereupon, the people of the land went to the temple of Baal. They tore it down, smashed its altars and images to bits, and they slew Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Then Jehoiada the Kohen set up assignments for the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem. In verse 19, Jehoash finally sits on his rightful throne. And in verse 20, rejoicing, Vayismach kol am ha'aretz v'ha'ir shakata v'es ataliyahu heimisu b'cherev Beis HaMelech. All the people of the land rejoiced and the city was tranquil. They killed Ataliyahu with the sword in the king's palace. Most commentaries understand this recording of the execution of Ataliyah as a recap of what has already taken place. And the joy. We see so many times in history that when the kings lead with the Torah in service of Hashem, the whole nation rejoices. We feel secure and calm, grateful and hopeful in the beautiful relationship between us, the nation of Hashem, following a king that Hashem has chosen to lead us in our service of Hashem. Thinking about what it must have felt like to Malchus Yehuda when Ataliah, the daughter of Ahav, seemed to utterly destroy the house of David. How devastating and hopeless it must have seemed. More than the end of an era, it was the end of reality as they knew it, and the end of a dream. The promise of Hashem, Lo Yasur Shevet Miyehuda, the scepter would not leave the tribe of Yehuda. And even though so many of the nation had seceded and joined Malchus Yisrael, that Yehuda king, based in Yerushalayim, meant that the Jewish nation was connected to that promise, to that relationship with Hashem. And that is what almost ended. Vayismach kol am ha'aretz, the entire nation rejoiced. With the death of Ataliah and the miraculous restoration of a king from the Davidic line, the people of the land rejoiced, felt a sense of quiet, their confidence restored, their faith returned. For now at least, the trauma has passed. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmot, Imahotenu Hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, Aleha HaShalom, and Sarah Schenker, Aleha HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.